Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down.
Welcome, welcome. This is All About You. It's Networking on the Radio, and I'm your host, Russell Price, the hardest working man in marketing, the publisher of Be There Magazine. This morning, we are honored to have a special guest, Evie Edwards of Custom Events. She's going to be with us in just a moment. Before we bring her up, we want to talk about our sponsors. Number one sponsor, been with us from day one, is Edward T. Bruford, the number one dentist in the Washington metropolitan area. You can visit him on U Street right next door to Ben's Chili Bowl for all your dental needs. Also, Charlie's Restaurant Bar and Grill, 7300 block of Georgia Avenue. Matter of fact, we'll be there on the 25th for the Black Card event. Don't miss out at Charlie's. Some of the best food that you ever can come across. As Charlie's Bar and Grill. Evie, you're on the air. Go ahead. Evie, are you on the air?
I am here.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to have you here on the airwaves this morning. You are such an extraordinary woman. You are such what I call an entrepreneur beyond an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Oh, well, good morning to everyone. This is Evie Edwards, and I'm the owner of Custom Events International. KEI is a marketing and consulting firm. It was actually started as a marketing platform to promote one of my other business endeavors, which is a custom clothier business. But we have expanded over the years, and one of our 2015 initiatives, we have a twofold initiative. One is to support community organizations. One of them is Men Aiming Higher, which is founded by Delegate Daryl Barnes. And the other organization is the Alpha Kellef Educational Foundation. And I'm committed to seeing young men thrive in their community and in college, and so I support these organizations and help them raise money. I'm also their event planner for various events that they do. But one of the main focuses for KEI, we are now a stockholder with the Minority Business Development Agency. So we are actually looking for companies that qualify, minority-owned companies, to fall under this organization, and they're also in partnership with the U.S. Department of Commerce. So that's a really big deal that we're that partnership that we've developed.
Excellent. That is excellent. And the Men Aiming Higher, what exactly is your connection with them?
Well, Men Aiming Higher, it's a partnership. We've approached Mr. Barnes to help acquire sponsors for their various programs for young men, and also to offer marketing and event planning for future events. I recently was the sponsor of their breakfast, the Mid-Aiming Higher breakfast that was held in February. And they have a few other events that are coming up that KEI will be affiliated with.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Tell us about the humble beginnings of the clothing, tailored clothing store that actually got you started. You're still doing clothing today, correct?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're having a Father's Day sale that ends on Saturday. We have shirts, custom tailored shirts, that are buy one, get one free, so they're half off. And our suits are they're at $3.95, which is one of the lowest prices in the past few years. Custom suits for $3.95, and we specialize in big and tall, people with challenging figures. The suits have a very fast turnaround, 3 to 4 weeks. We deal with only quality fabrics. My factories are in Thailand, Italy, and Turkey. So we have a wide array of fabrics. And I have offices now. We're located in Lanham off of Annapolis Road.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about the fact of having a tailor-made suit rather than buying a suit off the rack. We'll be right back with Evie.
Sure,
Edwards.
And we can also talk about the humble beginnings.
Fantastic. We'll be right back. This is the All About You. It's All About You Network on the radio. I'm your host, Russell Price. We'll be right back. Marketer, and she's going to talk to you about these designer or what they call tailor-made suits. What's the advantage of having a tailor-made suit versus one that's off the rack?
Well, firstly, the suit is made for you. You know, your body dimensions, everything is, it's a 33-point measuring system that I use. You know, my factory, they do not speak English, so we communicate in numbers. And so they construct the suit based on the measurements that I give them that I'm taking from a person's body dimensions. And whereas off the rack, you know, they're, although they may fit you nicely, you know, it's not a fit that's made for your body. The other advantage is that custom apparel is an investment. It's an investment in your appearance. It's an investment in your image and your look and where you want to be in life. You know, most of my clients are very successful businessmen and women. Several of them are in the media, and you see them on TV every day, and they have to maintain a quality appearance, and they come to me to do that. You know, having a custom made, so once you go custom, you're not going back to the rack. Because in the end, you design it. You know, I'm not the designer here. I just walk you through the process. So if you want notch lapels, peak lapels, or a three-button, a double breast, you're designing your own suit. Everything about it, down to the stitching, is based on what you like. You know, it's like Burger King. You have it your way. I've been in the business. I started in the business with my former business partner back in 2006. 2007, and that was with Custom Looks Clothier. He has since moved to Ghana and has opened a very successful clothier business over in Ghana. But during the time, during the 7 years that we were in partnership together, we amassed quite an exclusive client list that included the former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. We also outfitted Michael Steele, the coaching staff of the Redskins, and A lot of familiar faces that you see on TV, including Wisdom Martin and Chick Hernandez and Doc Walker and all those guys. And, you know, it's a privilege. You know, people just don't, you know, they're very selective about who they have as a tailor. It's kind of like having a barber. So, you know, I'm honored to have these folks as my clients, all of my clients.
Well, you do such good work. I mean, you are such a professional, and your work speaks for itself. All the people that you name, if you see them, you see their suits are truly tailor-made, and it reflects on you as providing that service for them. And people who are in that category do referrals. If they're happy with what they have, then they refer their friends to you so they can get the same thing. So your business speaks for itself. You were ahead of the game. When you had Custom Clothier, there was nobody out there like that in 2007. I mean, nobody of that magnitude was doing what you were doing as far as having the actual listing and stuff. So basically, you were doing the best that you could do at that time, Evie, because you know what you were doing, and what you were doing is extremely important. So I admire you for what you're doing and what you accomplished and the way you have done it. That's why it's such a privilege now to have to know that you're doing this for Father's Day, because fathers are important. And if you want to treat your father with something important, then go ahead on and do what you need to do. So basically, give us a take on all the things you have for Father's Day right now.
Okay, but I do want to acknowledge, you know, we had a lot of inspirations that we drew from here in the area. You know, you had your Everett Halls and your Lewis Everards that were here and the very talented tailors that are, you know, downtown on Connecticut Avenue. You know, those guys have been in the game since, you know, for 30, 40 years. So we just had a different marketing, you know, marketing strategy for our product because we were brand new. And, you know, my background is in marketing. So, you know, we were able to rise, you know, very quickly using my marketing skills. And you know, my business partner was very marketing savvy also. But, you know, in terms of talent and the service being offered, it was here in D.C., but we were coming to the people, you know, where they had storefronts and, you know, we were out in the public and getting our name out and getting our product out, doing, you know, major fashion shows, supporting events. And, you know, it was a grassroots marketing strategy from the start. But our Father's Day sale, you know, as I said, it was our suits are 40% off. You know, they're $395, and you can't get a sale like that anywhere online except for online, and it's dicey to do that. You know, because they're sending it to you're doing everything online. Someone's not actually measuring you up. You're sending in your measurements. So my prices are extremely competitive, and it makes it affordable for somebody that, you know, wants a custom suit. But, you know, because typically my prices start at $595, so we've taken $200 off the price of a suit for Father's Day. And when you place your initial order, you put down half. When your suit comes in, you pay the balance. So, you know, it's a very easy process. And I have your measurements on our system forever once you come in and get that initial consultation. And from that point forward, you know, you can create a wish list while you're there and, you know, make a note of all the fabrics that you would like to receive if you're trying to rebuild your wardrobe or if you've lost or gained weight and you need to adjust to accommodate your weight size. You know, we specialize in that. I have one of the most talented tailors in the area. His name is Leonard Solomon. And just, you know, so anything that comes in and alterations are included. You know, that's another big plus in working with me. You know, you buy a suit from Nordstrom's and it's off the rack. It may be a quality suit, but you're going to pay another $150 in alterations, whereas my alterations are included and your suit is half the price.
Now, that's a great
Everlux Clothier. Everlux Clothier. Give me a call.
because that's an excellent point you made as far as the alterations. You can buy something off the rack, but the alterations will kill you. By the time you get the alterations done, you spend another $125, $130 just on alterations. So if you can get a suit for $395, custom-made, tailor-made suit for $395, and alterations is included, you can't beat that with a stick. That is an excellent, excellent gift for Father's Day. Excellent gift for Father's Day. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're on our newsmaker line, we have Evie Edwards, Custom Events, CEO of Custom Events. And she can do things not only for your company as far as marketing, but she also can do a lot for your wardrobe. We'll be right back. This is All About You on the Radio Networking. This is your host, Russell Price. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Russell.
Radio. I'm your host, Russell Price, publisher of Be There Magazine. Evie, talk about this marketing aspect of your background and tell individuals and businesses how important marketing is. It's so important that we understand what marketing is because a lot of people don't understand the power of marketing. And this is something that's in your background, that's in your DNA. But tell us about how people start events without nobody helping them with events and why some events are successful and others aren't.
I'm glad you asked that because, you know, it's interesting. In the downturn of the economy back in 2008-2009, you know, a lot of companies, the marketing department was the first department to get cut. And, you know, my business partner was very savvy in the sense that we ramped up marketing because, you know, you're always marketing supports your sales team. The sales team drives revenue. It's what brings in the money. And, you know, without that, when you have a stagnant marketing component, your sales become stagnant, and you know, it plateaus what your company can do from a revenue standpoint. With my events, the events are twofold with me. You know, I'm not just an event manager or event planner. I incorporate marketing with the events as well as, you know, focusing on your image and driving business relationships, which in the form of sponsor acquisition. This most recent event that I did this past weekend, it was the Alpha's Black and Gold Gala. It was their signature fundraiser that they have for their educational foundation. They have about 6 projects that they do throughout the year to raise money for scholarships, community outreach, college initiatives, and KEI actually brought in corporate companies. I have an infrastructure team right now that currently have about 27 companies in the metropolitan area that's a part of my infrastructure team. And these companies are primarily construction-based, engineering, and IT-based. And there's a lot of construction and renovation and revitalization going on in the D.C. metropolitan area. If you look around, you see cranes everywhere. So we're working on major, major projects, the stormwater project in Prince George's. We are affiliated with NGM project, you know, at the National Harbor. We are working with there's the rebuilding of certain areas in Baltimore. So, and what they're doing, they have an initiative to work with minority-based and minority-owned companies, and I'm building that bridge. How am I building that bridge? Through networking that works. I've developed a quarterly networking platform that brings the owners, the decision makers, the check writers, the key people on these particular projects with the owners of the minority firms. We had our most recent event in May at the Bank of America Penthouse. Very successful. Again, we had over 20, I think we had about 40 companies there, over 100 in attendance, and you know, deals are being made. Contracts were being looked, they were brought. I mean, this wasn't just, you know, networking where you're exchanging business cards. These companies are actually connecting with each other and making things happen. And KEI supported and facilitated that process.
That's excellent. I've seen some of your events that you have put on, and they are spectacular. You do things first class. Even some of the fashion shows that you were involved in were excellent. Are you still doing fashion shows of that magnitude?
No, I do not do fashion shows anymore, mostly because I don't have the infrastructure to support putting together a fashion show, which can be very costly. It involves a lot of dynamics and moving parts. And this is really not my focus at this point. My focus is, you know, building and supporting small businesses, developing platforms for the infrastructure I just spoke of. You know, I'm more corporate based and sponsor based.
That's where it's needed right now. You're really mm-hmm. on the same focus and same page as Be There Magazine. We are now doing our best to stop businesses from closing. That's our pet peeve right now. That's what the Black Card is all about. It's about supporting businesses and preventing businesses from closing, keeping the doors open. We have a fundraiser aspect of that right now on the Internet. We're trying to make sure that we keep our businesses open. Anything that we can do to support your business or support your businesses that you're trying to market, we're there for you, and we appreciate your support as far as being a Black Card holder and looking forward to seeing you on the 25th at Charlie's. Charlie's
okay,
going to
well,
be your number
this.
One. It's going to be number
interrupt.
One at it's going to be
Go
at
ahead.
Charlie's on the 25th of June. 25th of okay. June between 6 and 10 o'clock at Charlie's, 7307 Georgia Avenue, right across from Walter Reed. We're going to take another break, and I want you to come up with anything that you have to talk about as far as closing statements and as far as things that we missed. Without a doubt, before we go on the break, I want you to give your website and how to get in touch with you.
Okay. That would be great.
We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. Number one in the metropolitan area, the DMV, for your tailor-made suits. Where can you get a tailor-made suit for $395? Custom events by Evie Edwards will do that for you immediately. Tell us how to get in touch with you and your website.
Okay. The name of the company for the clothier is Everlux Custom Clothier. The phone number is 1-800 692-0338. And our website is www.everlux.net. We are located in Lanham off of Annapolis Road. It is by appointment only, so you definitely want to give me a call and schedule an appointment. And again, the name of the company is Everlux and Clothier. We're running a Father's Day sale with incredible prices for your dad, $395 for a custom suit, which includes custom monogramming. We have two-for-one custom shirts. These are 100% two-ply cotton shirts with a complimentary pocket square, complimentary monogramming on the shirts as well. And essentially, the shirts come out to $62, which is phenomenal because these are shirts that we sell for $125. But they're two-for-one right now, so and the sale lasts until Saturday, the day before Father's Day. Everlux Clothier.
Give us your closing statement.
My closing statement? Well, that's for everyone. If you're in business or looking to get in business, perseverance and hard work is the key to your success. Always think outside the box. Maintain different streams of revenue. You know, just don't put all your eggs in one basket and reach for the sky.
Excellent advice, excellent advice. Business is hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. And today's entrepreneurs like yourself are determined. They stay the course. They have the tenacity that's not to quit. The name of the game in everything you do in life is resist the urge to quit. It's easy to quit, but it's better when you get it done. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's All About You, Network on the Radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning. This girl has been on fire, and she's truly on fire. It's your Father's Day gift.
Thanks.
Give her a call. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you for having me, Russell.
Just a girl and she's on fire.